Please, with a standing ovation, let's welcome God's servant, Evangelist Gay.
Hallelujah. If you're shouting for the Lord, you can make it even louder. Thou alone art worthy to be praised. Thou alone art worthy to be praised. I said, Thou alone art worthy to be praised. Thou alone art worthy to be praised. You alone. Say two more times. Thou alone,
thou alone art worthy to be praised.
Thou
alone art worthy to be praised.
Unyamuma bini moku.
Thou alone.
You are worthy to be
praised.
I said,
Thou alone,
one more time. Thou alone,
thou alone, thou alone, thou alone,
we saw Jesus,
Jesus,
who are one, and
Savior,
thou art worthy,
thou alone,
art worthy to be
praised.
Father, thank you. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you. We are moving gradually to hit 50 days of groaning in your presence. Please, don't pass anybody by. Let there be product coming out of this reaction. Do work in us. Strong work in us that will stand the test of time. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Shine light again in your word. On top of the block you have already laid, lay another one. Lay bricks. Lay strong foundations in us. The journey is far. Forgive those of us who think that we have trapped something yet. We don't know the demand of revival. The Bible said that the eagles suck blood. Revival is an ego, it's an exploit. They feed on blood. We think we have gathered enough. Forgive that thought. forgive that confusion, of beginning to reduce the tempo of our prayers. Forgive that mistake. We are children. We don't know our left from our right. Help us. In Jesus Christ's name, we are praying together. Say lively, stronger, amen. Please be seated. I want to thank the Lord for His mercies upon the church, upon Revival Hub. I want to thank Him for my beloved brother, Apostle Edu Dechukwu. God, in His own way, has arranged this to be like this. You can't do anything about it. If you don't like me, I will counsel you that if you belong here, just like me, because you will keep seeing me. So, we are moving together as a vow in the spirit. I want to thank God for all of you that God is using to push His work here in a time like this. I want to thank God for Vera for remembering the clothes that Hallelujah. It's a sign that she has me at heart. Yes, it's a sign. To be able to connect and collate this result that is different from... By the way, God is going to judge. He's coming with judgment. Go and note it. Matthew 27. Matthew 27. I will read two scriptures as my text. And the governor said, why? What evil had he done? But they cried out the more, saying, let him be crucified. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See to it. I'd like you to put your finger in that scripture and also turn quickly to 2 Corinthians. Chapter 5, verse 1. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle we are dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands. I want to talk about the man-made species. As we pursue and they prevail. And a house not made with hands. And I am talking about species of men that are man-made. Eternal in the heavens. For in these we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. Finally, verse 4. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened. Not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon. That mortality might be swallowed up of life. You have to be very careful and sensitive to follow me this night. I have a pregnancy to deliver. I'm talking about a species that is man-made. While I studied and prayed and looked at the issue of prevailing, being an overcomer, God seemed to put his hand on his ears to me and said, let no aspect of your life be man-made. Anyone you see that is artificial, pray that it will be dissolved. Made with hands. Handmade. An alternative to the original. We have a house from heaven, but 2 Corinthians said that what is being worn for the moment is man-made. He needed to dissolve. He needed to dissolve because of the contention and the wrestlings, because of the warfare that surrounds our faith and our destinies. You might wonder, excuse me, sir, what is Pilate's concern here? Can you please listen? Pilate is a man-made king on a throne. I'm going to open a few scriptures. Listen to me. What you are going to discover is that beyond what I am saying, Holy Ghost will be talking to you. Artificial. Go and study. Anything artificial takes more energy. Very difficult. It takes more energy. At this moment, Christ was delivered in the hands of Pilate. I want you to see it like this for now. Your judgment stands. Defend this name. You know that he is innocent. You know that he is precious. And there is a mammoth cry saying, kill him. Kill the star. Kill the calling. Kill the mantle. Kill the destiny. Crucify him. This is not just 1, 2, 3 demons. This is a legion. Saying, crucify him. And it is in the hand of Pilate.
Pilate tried to contend with them with a man-made tongue. Jesus called his disciples. He said, I will give you another tongue. I will give you another tongue. I will give you another tongue. Why? What did he do? What is his offense? Why do you want to kill him? When he saw that he was prevailing nothing, he fetched water and washed off the responsibility. Washed off the ordination. And said, I am innocent. How are you innocent? You just washed away what was delivered into your hands because you saw that you could not prevail. You washed it off and said, I'm not doing it again. I'm just coming from a meeting this morning. I've been out. As I spoke on Saturday, the Lord came heavily in the meeting, and when we finished, one young girl ran to me with tears and so much burden. So I thought that some of the people that were around to see me, I just gave some of them attention here and there. I needed to go and rest. When I saw her coming with the kind of tears and burden with which she was coming, I said, bring that girl. I think I need to pray for her. I wanted to pray. She said, sir, don't touch my head. He said, don't touch my head. What I'm suffering from is what you touched some time ago. You don't know me, I know you. She looked at me eyeball to eyeball and said, tell God to take some of these responsibilities. I'm too small. How can you wash your hands and wash off the only hope of the community where you came from and say you are innocent? You are not innocent. But that's not even my pursuit. My pursuit is, it was because, follow me, because I'm going to be showing you scriptures here now. It was Caesar that made Pilate governor. He is man-made. It was not God that kept him on that throne. So every time there is wickedness coming to shut down the agenda of God, you can't prevail. You are artificial. Don't be surprised though. If it's just that time will not allow us, go on your own. If you study the word of God, you will see so many artificial things and men that profited men nothing. The other time, Paul, charged in the spirit, was telling the Jews, he said, all of you, stop all this thing. Circumcision by hands, man made, he said, is nothing. Of you who claim to be consecrated, this thing is artificial. It is not divine. That's why Corinthians said, since we discovered that the house we carry is made with hands, he said, we grow. That we will be clothed with prayer life that is not man-made. I don't want it to be man-made. There are some of you that have kept away from sisters, from women for some time. It's because of apostle. It's man-made. I see the way you behave. You don't greet any sister. Even. Because with one eye you see him. It's man-made. If we throw you inside Ghana and ask you to walk around these people, you will finish somebody. One brother told me, say after me, the artificial must die. This thing is real. There is one that is real. There is one that is real. Some men said, the things we saw, we touched it, we handled it, we handled it. You know, I have been groaning through the weekend because I was struck with a matter. Though I was the one who was preaching, but I was struck deep in the core with a matter. What is the matter? God did not raise any theologian. He raised witnesses. He didn't raise anybody to expound only mysteries of the word of God. What he raised were people who experienced it. Ye are my witnesses. I now became bothered. What is my bother? I began to ask, how do we minister what we have not felt? Fire is coming here now. One, two, fire, fire now, fire. Has fire ever burned you? Do you know what fire really feels like to eat up somebody? So what are you calling? The brother that I was talking about said they went to missions in a land where they don't wear clothes. I'm telling you. Some years ago, they don't wear clothes. Primitive. They don't wear clothes. He said, we came, brothers and sisters, and saw young damsel. Bro, you see now. This thing you are pretending here is artificial. Now you will know that it is not from the spirit. That this circumcision is that with hand the Jews gloried. Paul told them, he said, stop that. Many Gentiles are overtaking you because of their encounters. Help me tell the world that God is saying, let us dissolve the man-made. This thing that you are trying to do has original copy. It has the one that descends from above. I'm telling you, when you are clothed with it, when you are clothed with it, the very seat where you sit down and stand up is a trouble. I said, bro, how did you people survive? He said, they didn't give us entrance into the land until we pulled off. It was a choice to either also go naked or go home. He said, we saw young girls in their apple age, stark naked, and they are not here to seduce you. You are talking Bible. This is all color, all shape, all size. You are not dead. This thing you have been doing all this while is made with hands. You know, things that you tried to. I'm tired of trials. You know why? Because there is a mammoth crowd that we must prevail against who want to kill the mantle. I hear them shouting, crucify him. It was that day that Pilate knew that you can be on the throne and be powerless. It was that day that Pilate knew that you could be a governor and not have authority because Caesar, man, put you there. He said, we did missions in a land where people are naked.
brothers and sisters that went.
Will you come back? I hope you know that some of you will tell God that you have found your calling.
I'm looking for those of you who will be burdened and we desire that your mortality, that which is subject to fear, that which is subject to fear, that which is subject to betrayal, will be swallowed up by life of immortality.
Sorry, before I go ahead. Sorry, sir. Can you help me with your seat? Yes. I'd like you to come here. You play a role quickly now. Some few years back, praying, just crying, studying, I jammed Ora Robot. Where he was carrying out a healing service. Today, this building must dissolve. Something else that is not man-made shall be clothed upon us. That's the only way we can prevail against what is coming. Healing service or a robot. He finished preaching and he sat down. The first problem I had was that the kind of rusted, twisted, complicated cases I saw, he shouldn't be sitting, in my estimation. You should stand. If you have four legs, you should use and stand now. Get me a seat. Get me a seat. Somebody got him seat. He said, I want a seat to discharge this duty. It's original copy. They were bringing in people. My attention, he did something with one lady. That's what caught my attention. The two legs were not equal. Bringing the lady. What's the problem? What's the problem? Pastor or a robot. This lady had a problem in the waist. And the two legs couldn't join anymore. My. Sweetheart, come here. Sweetheart. And that sweetheart, he means, don't call anybody sweetheart. Your own is different. You know your own is not. If I hear it, your own. Sitting down. Imagine somebody with two unequal feet. The two lower limbs are not equal. Coming before your mantle. And you are sitting down talking sweetheart. It must be original copy. It's not this healing that is man-made, whereby you slap somebody up and down. No! What did I do that God cannot show me himself? If I sinned, forgive me. He sat down. And the lady was, oh my sweetheart. Oh God, my. It's not equal. It's not equal. It's not equal. Why's your neck enlarged? The lady had also an enlarged. Why's your neck enlarged? They called one terrible medical disease like that, and said that the goiter is scattered and damaged. My. I think I'm gonna begin here. Calm down, no God, right as I am. Heavenly Father, Let your power flow. Oh, it's coming. I feel it. It's coming. How do they feel it? How does he know? Is it? It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. And the thing disappeared. It's not guesswork. Some of you left the reading and entered a prophetic realm that is guesswork. I think there is, you know, the person that taught you is man-made. He taught you in such a way whereby you can just oppose two things together and be able to arrive at a prophecy. Drop that thing. There is original. Why am I talking like this? Because without it, we cannot prevail. Pilate tried it and saw that he prevailed. What? Nothing. I don't want to be tempted to ask you to pray yet. In Acts chapter 7, Stephen said something. Verse 35. Acts 7, 35. Which one of you is with the mic? Read. Acts 7:35. Read, sir.
Acts 7:35.
Now listen to this.
This Moses whom they refused.
This Moses whom they refused.
Saying.
Say.
Who made thee a ruler and a judge?
Who made thee a ruler and a judge?
The same did God send.
Wait, before you continue. Answer. Pharaoh. Who carved you, our leader, ruler, and judge, Pharaoh, for 40 years? He groomed in Pharaoh's house as a prince to rule. But it was Pharaoh's making. It was man-made. The people and generation he was sent to serve rejected him. They said to him, can an artificial man help an artificial world? The world we are into now that is so artificial. People's buttocks are not real. You see people walking, shaking buttocks and figures. You wouldn't know that it is machine. It's not real. People's eyeballs are not real. People's lips are not real. People's ears are not real. Some people's flat thumb is not flat. It's rope. If I must help them, I have to carry God genuinely. This is an artificial world. Don't marvel that I'm speaking like this. Without what I'm showing you, we cannot prevail. You will see what I'm telling you. Man of God, you know, I was sharing something with you when we were talking on phone. I was going to Oba somewhere around December last year. You know, you later came around, sir. Yes. I was going to Oba from Nubi. If you know Ojoto, anybody here, there's a local government. You get to, if you are moving down from Nubia, as though you're going to Mpo, you get to the local government and you go in by your left, you enter Ojoto. There is a hill you meet. A river is there. They call it Milijon. When I passed, my spirit troubled me. I reversed. I was troubled because I saw one 22, 23 years old girl being baited and performing a lot of things for her in the river with the chief priest. I turned. I packed. I came down. I told 2-3 of my pastors who were in the car with me. I said, go down. Enter the river. I'm coming. I needed to consult a true God. He said, for a long time, Israel had been without a true God. about something real. If you don't want to pray, pray for me. There are things I want to be clothed upon with, and I don't want it to be guesswork. I want to know that miracle is here. It's here now. I came down. I just said a few things. I came down. I walked into the water and turned at the young girl. I said, excuse me, what are you doing here? Get out of this water. Fear came on the girl. She came out. I said, what do you want in this water? He that made the heavens and the water can't give you. Get out. It was not a guesswork. I was talking from a realm. The chief priest ran and came. I said, you? The problem I have is that God called you. You came to answer this woman. He said, oh God, help me. He comes to fellowship. I don't know how it happened. Within 2 minutes, signal entered the air. Ojo to youth came. They saw their chief priest bowing to a high priest. Some of them became violent. If the glory of God were not with me, they would have killed me that day. This massive masculine guy, Noga. This is what I was seeing. Noga. I just stood one place. Oga. I told me to give him a mama. Noga. I stood one place. I said, there is no power in religion. They said, ancestral river. I said, allow her to fight. Allow the ancestors to contend for her right. Because I come from a higher altar. I came. God, David said, thou comest against me with spears and shield. He said, I come in the name of the Lord of Israel. The name of the Lord must be real. It is not the Jesus I was taught in church. Somebody shout Jesus 7 times. No. I want a Jesus who is inside his name. All artificial must go. Reality must come now. Everything made with hands must dissolve. The contentions are too deep, and the nations of the world is waiting. If I must go where I am intended to go to, then nothing artificial must travel with me. Nothing. I know you don't understand. You know you are not sure. You know. He submitted his number. He said, help me. Some people were still trying to offer sacrifice in there. I went to another one. That one has dreadlock and all of that. I went to another one. I said, oh boy, what are you doing? He said, pastor, I know one. That your mouth is not trouble. Don't follow me talk. One of the boys of Ojoto looked at me. He rubbed something in his eyes. He looked at me and said, Are you not the one that put crusade in Oba? Sometime ago and look for a Akwoko cause trouble. I said, I'm the one. Tell him I'm in Ojoto. Man of God, these people fear Akwokoko more than what we carry. I'm bothered. I think it's time Jesus is expressed. That's the only way we will prevail. See what one man is doing to the whole Nigeria. One man, one jagaba, believes his altar can swallow an entire nation. Few set of cabas who
sacrifice to demon. Believe their altar can swallow a 36 state harbor with all the pastors inside, with all the prophets in each state, with all the evangelists in each state. Arise, for the light has come. They rejected Moses. The Bible says, that's what you read, sir, that they refused him. They told Moses, you can't lead us like this. We are mad with anger. Your own is worse. Thou killest the Egyptian. You will kill us like that. They refused him. But look at the Bible. He said, the same. God took him away for another 40 years. The same
did God send.
Look at the tenor now. Look at the tenor of the word of God now. Go ahead.
The same did the Lord send to be ruler and the deliverer.
Which hand made him now?
By the hand of
what?
An angel.
I need to be sure that my boldness is real. Do you know why? Because around the corridors of this place, there is no contention. But there is going to be a place where we will confirm whether this thing is of God or made by man.
Yes, sir.
I hope you know you can make up boldness. You can make a makeshift, a bold face. But when the mammoth crowd begin to shout, crucify him, we will know. If it is not real, it can't prevail. God is speaking to several of you already. I need to confirm that my fasting is real. The life is real. That I'm not trying to play along with the bandwagon. That I'm not trying to impress anybody. That I'm not trying to form what is not my life. My life is not too long to spend some pretending. Two lifetimes is not enough to carry out your mandate. How dare you use half of one for experiment? They refused Moses. He said, go away. You are a pastor made by man. Go. We are not doubting that you will be our judge. Our query is who? Who sculpted you like this? That your response, we rebellious and stiff-necked people, your response already is to use stone to break somebody's head. He said, we reject you. Another 40 years. They had to send him to Jethro's house. Throw him to the back sides of the mountain where nobody is there. We are only him and God. If it is not real, it's not real. There is no room to fake anything. 40 years. It's just that I discover that we will not prevail. For Pilate prevailed nothing. He tried. Why? What evil had he done? They said, keep quiet. Crucify him. Kill this man. Kill it. Oh my God, you're not following me again. Are you following me? Okay. First Samuel maybe this will help you. Another person helped me. 1 Samuel 17:22. Let's take these two scriptures side by side. Yes. 4:12. 1 Samuel. Yes. And then we are taking it side by side with 17. What? 22. Look at this. Yes, sir.
And there ran a man of Benjamin out of the army. And came to Shiloh the same day with his clothes
and
rent. And with earth upon his head.
Sir, understandest thou what thou readest? You are sincere. There ran a soldier out of the army. And tore his military uniform. Removed his helmet. And in a bid to disguise himself, he poured dust. I will not say anything until you read the other scriptures. 17:22.
And David left his carriage. In the hand of the keeper of the carriage. And ran into the army. And came and saluted
now,
his brethren.
Now, excuse me, sir. You are not catching it. Look at me. A soldier wearing military uniform ran out of the army. A civilian in quotes wearing civil clothes ran into the army. What is going on here? This man in 1 Samuel chapter 4 verse 12 is a man-made soldier. They just gave him uniform. By connection, he entered army. I don't know how you found yourself at this apex. By connection, he found himself wearing military boots. One day, battle became so hot. Nah, he told himself, I'm not wired for this. And here is somebody that we could call a civilian. He's not wearing military uniform. He just came to see his brethren and observed that a Goliath is mocking God. He ran, not even walk, ran into the army and turned to one person and said, what is going on here? They said, seest thou this giant to defy the army of the living God? As he come. He said, are you serious? He said, the king shall do something for whoever will kill him. He said, tell me. Tell me. Forget about how I look. I am a soldier inside. I tore the bear with my hand. Even though I am not wearing cassock, I'm a priest. Tell me what shall be done for the man that killed him. One of his brothers spotted him and said, small boy, come on, go home. Come on, get out. Come on. You like, I know your bride. You are here to see the war. He said, is there not a cause? Is there not a reason at a time like this for me to look at the war? Is there not a cause? Can't you see Nigeria? Can't you see Kenya? Is there not a cause? There's a reason right now. He left his brother and turned to another person and said, I need to be sure before I engage. People's amazement is that the person talking was wearing short and polo. But made by the hand of God.
These people have killed you. They gave you the uniform of sisters coordinator, not knowing that you are not coordinated. Nobody knows that your mind is so porous that you are depressed. You are not in place at all. These people gave you military uniform. Battle don't change. Draw your sword. He said, hey, how do they use it? At a point, he took off. I pray for you. You shall not disgrace the Lord by running out of the army. I hear people already saying, I hear, you better submit now. Let us dissolve this artificial thing. Because I already hear your family rejoicing. Thank God we have a soldier. And by the way, pity a family that has no soldier. Before I get back to this, the other time at Obosi, if you know Obosi, you should know Obosi. One kind, always fighting. Fight as usual broke out. One man bought a land with the building inside, broke the building down, was renovating the house, rebuilding the place. Obosi boys gathered him and pasted stop work immediately by order of Obosi youth. They beat up the mercenaries there, beat up the bricklayers, beat up, they slapped everybody. The man went and settled them, paid on top of what he paid before in millions. They started work. The next day, Obosi boys came again. He now called his last born, who was a recruit in the army. They had just finished their first three. These boys that are looking for rank, they just finished learning. They want to practice it on somebody. Now, what is the point of shooting AK at a tree? Let's know what it feels like. You know, the boy just finished in the army. The father called him, explained, and told him how much he had burnt. He said, Daddy, go and lie down. Go and sleep. I'm coming next week to visit you. He went to his platoon commander and told his platoon commander that, can you please give me some contingent? I want to go and say hi to my dad. They came in about two hillocks, just something about 15 of them. Just came in two hillocks. They came. They did not go to anybody's house. They did not say who did that. All they did was march. Their mama no born them. Who then be? Their mama. Their mama. Their mama. Their mama. Oh. Their mama no born them. Their mama. Oh. Their mama. Their mama. You are mama. Oh. You are mama. Your mama no born you. When they finished marching, they went back. Obosi youth gathered and told the man, oh God, you are too serious. You take things serious. And mama panotize. Pity a home that has no soldier. I will arise a soldier, not by military uniform, but by an ordination, by a character in my spirit. You can't intimidate my mother. You can't kill my, you can't. There's a soldier here. When Kapatas Rete Rababa Katuna Aria Katun Feneteka Paratensia Rababa Kato Arete Sateika Apa Rabababaka Satelia. Mimana Mabuho Udamo. Oh,
move until we be created. Apapakai, rapapapapapakai, atai kapata, rapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapap Something must change inside of me. The original is here. The original is here. The original. I open up my heart.
Anywhere we don't know. How can I set men on fire when I am cold? How will I set men on fire if I am cold? How can I send men to Jesus if I don't know him? How can I set men on fire if I am cold? Spirit, fire me, oh. I say, fire me, oh. How can I set men? Hey, a soldier is here. I see such as here. Some of you, a hand is going inside you. They are replacing things. They are replacing things. They said, all the artificial, you leave, make way for the original. Like a river,
the one to crown my soul. It is time to go. If my faith is real, if my faith was copied, I want something that is real. I'm looking for you, Jesus. I'm not looking for anybody. I seek your face. I seek your eyes. Shine your eyes upon my eyes. Shine your eyes. Eye to eye. Nose to nose. Mouth to mouth. Satani. Akramo. Feke. Parataka. Squatakate. Ratiato Atika. Fenete Christus. Abatandu. 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 Ilia Kenune. Kenune Mine Kune Timana Tuna. Abaine Tuna. Sakwa. Fenete Petara Tunosu. Patakua Teneti. Isonie. Mane Tua Nea Tua Te Niaka. Rades. Rades Salatos. 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 Pentecost. You have to believe. Pentecost. You have to believe. It was a fire meaning. It was a fire meaning. Spirit of God, I cannot do this on my own. Let me touch you wherever you are. The hand of the surgeon. The hand of the surgeon. Touch. 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 Satani. Kribato. Look at it, that uniform. The rank of a colonel. Who gave you the rank of a field marshal? It's not me. It's not me. But the original is here. The bridegroom is here. The spirit and the fire says, come. I have a work to do. And I am come. I am now come. I am now come. I am now come. As the oracle of the testament.
Absalom said, oh, that I were made king. That's not how they make kings. Oh, that a man will just play around for me. Play some games and make me king. He became a man-made king. See the kind of kingdom he ran. Kiss him. Anybody that comes, he will kiss him. Even people that he should slay, he kissed them. The Bible said, whosoever came to Absalom, he kissed him. Dragons come. Prostitutes came. We are here to see the king for judgment. Judge the spirit we carry. Absalom kissed the person. Say, bless you. We are here drowned by porn. We are under chain of porn. Porn has drowned us. We can't pray. Absalom, help us! He kissed them. Whosoever cometh to the king, he will kiss him and steal the heart. So people were appearing before the king without a heart. One of our brothers was so lost. So lost. The scripture he read was where the Bible said Elijah was talking, as surely as I stand, as surely as the Lord liveth, before whom I stand. Holy Ghost came and told him, I said, there are people standing in front of God.
He's real. So he became burdened that we may be clothed. So he took his bike. That weekend he was drunk. His cry was, can I stand before you? Can I stand before you? Can I stand? My life will change if I dare come near you. If I stand before you. He was riding on the bike, going to church that Sunday morning, crying. When policemen who came out for morning duty flapped him down, he was so lost, he didn't see them. He kept firing his bike at high speed. They felt he was a criminal and opened fire at him. Fired the brother back down. He kept riding his bike. It was when he got to church that the usher said, wait, bro, and touched him. All the bullets fell down. He didn't even penetrate his shirt. He was so clothed. It's real. That we may not be found naked. That we will not stand to do the duty of the priest naked. Naked. We are in nothing. No in our way. Naked. I won't talk again. 10 more minutes of prayer. Many of you here, wherever you are, you know that there are forces, there are wickedness you must prevail over. They are very clear to you. Stretch your spirit now. Stretch as a river is about to flow out from here. Stretch forth your spirit. Drag it in. Father, cause the fountain to open. Now, fire, pass, drag it in. It's open. Oh my God, it's open. I can't lose. The vow that I must lose, I will not lose. Whether uncle or auntie, I will lose. I will lose. The nations of the world, they will swallow my God. I will lose. My God, the hand of God is on some people's here. Jesus, I will lose. I drag it to my soul. Kai, rabata, sadadadadadada, sadakatonata, anatakababadakatu, sabina, retua, sinekutu, viaratonse, Paru, the Kuateni, Fetikumba, Adenu Sabura, Viaraku. My God, God is at work here. Yeah. We grow earnestly. I desire. I see, oh my God, 3 young girls here. The spirit in the waters are saying that your prophetic mantle can't come out except you're ready to serve the white witches. Ohumili. They said if you will serve Ohumili, then the prophetic can be released. Is Jesus a disadvantage? Is Jesus weak? Those young girls, I come by a higher power. I come from a higher altar. Karanos, Kremos, Kawa, Vata, Parateke, Siata Kapa, Bezapa, Tasti, Satayaka, Ratakwate. I break that altar by another utterance. I break that altar. I break that word. I break that word. I break that word. Your hand is on me, oh. Something on me, oh. That's one. That's two. Where is the third girl? Where is she? Kapas, Fata, Fapata. Help her carefully. Something serious. These 3 young ladies. This, my God. Help them. Oh my God. If you were a cultist, you would have been powerful. Satan would have been ruined. Where are those young men? What the devil said, because you will serve me, you will carry no power. I come with another air. I come with an euphoria. With an euphoria. All the young men, you are destined to ride the beast of body. The drive, the work of supporting all of you, wherever you are, enough, something real. The living God is coming to you. The living God. Drop them out of the pit. The living God. There is a God who is true. The living God. Oh my God, whatever spoke from your family, I summon the power of the living God. Everybody pray. I just saw something open now. I just saw heaven. He opened an arsenal now. Many weapons are coming down. Take your own by fire. Take your own. Whatever spoke from your father's house, I launch into your father's house. I launch into the altar. Scatter. Whatever spoke, scatter. I'm telling you, I saw that arsenal open. Somebody help this young man. Help him. Please help him. He's contending with something strong. Assist him, Holy Ghost. Assist him. Let the powers of hell fall. Assist him. Whatever spoke, whatever belonged to your father, that say that you will not walk into the mantle, it's not true. I am here.
I am here from another ordinance. Get ready. I am here by another ordinance. Get ready. I plunge into those altars. I plunge into those altars. The Bible says that Jesus made an open show, a caricature of the devil. He deleted, he blotted out their handwriting. He canceled their handwriting. He brought up another handwriting. All the powers that spoke, they stood on an altar. They stood on a sacrifice. I stand on the blood. I stand on the blood. I pray. I pray. Be free. Satan, from any utterance, from any altar, be free. Be free. I send them fire into your system, into your system, into your calling, into your spirit. Be free. Be free. Be free. Take back your mantle. Take back what belongs to you. Take back what God has ordained for you. Take. There is a living God. Let him touch you. There is a living God. Let him touch you. There's a living God. There's a living God. Lima. 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 God wants to help you. 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 I see too much, too much, too much contentions. Be baptized. Take a parata. Don't look at anybody. If I am for the miraculous, let the faith be real. I am. You can't be tired. You can't be tired. We are pressing into something. Few minutes more. Just few minutes more. How can you be tired? What is chasing us is not tired. If they are not tired, I won't give up. I won't stop. I won't stop. I won't stop. Oh. I won't stop. I won't stop. I won't stop. How can I stop? How? How? I can't stop. I can't stop. I can't. Fire! I can't stop. I can't stop. I can't stop. Abata Katura. Rapapapapapapapata. Rapapapapapapapapata. Shaba. Rapapapapapapapata. Rapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapap
I see Jesus seated on that throne. I see Jesus clothing me with mercy. I see Jesus is putting mercy on you. I see Jesus sharing so much garments. I see Jesus, he's seated on that throne. Somebody, come and help this young man. Because from today, your fingers shall be triggered. Your fingers shall be triggered. I see Jesus, seated on that throne. The hand of the bass guitar. The hand of the bass guitar. Should be triggers. The hand of the band should be trigger. You are not playing music. We are not entertainers. We are not entertainers. We are contenders. That bass guitar, help us, young man. That bass guitar, his hand, you must be trigger. Bullet loaded.
bullet loaded, bullet loaded to help the king. I see Jesus, see Jesus of my heart, and I see fire creating of my body. I see oh, I see oh, baby, baby, baby,
Thank you. I see Jesus seated on the throne. I see his angels ascending everywhere. I see the Spirit fixing things again. Hallelujah to the Lamb upon the throne. I see Jesus. I see his angels ascending everywhere. To your family, to your village, to your workplace. Family deliverance. Shift. Prayer altar ministry. I see Jesus seated on the throne. I see his angels ascending everywhere. I see the Spirit fixing things again. Hallelujah to the Lamb upon the throne. I see Jesus seated on the throne. I see his angels ascending everywhere. I see the Spirit fixing things again. Hallelujah to the Lamb upon the throne. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, we want to see. We want to see from you again. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, we want to see you. We want to hear from you again. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, we want to see you.
Came to you with accuracy and power. To connect with the ministry of God's servant Apostle Ejude Chukwu with unlimited access to life transforming messages, visit www.revivalhubinternational.org. Follow us on all social media platforms at Revival Hub International. For inquiries and partnership, email us at revivalhubglobal@gmail.com.